Hello, everyone. Sorry, it's been a while since I've posted a podcast, but life has just gone to shit. So I'm taking what I can of being positive and putting it out there into the world, and a little bit of light and love, and to tell you about a show that I've found. It was only 6 episodes long, but I freaking love this show. It's called Big Little Brawlers. You can find it on Max. You could find it on Discovery Go. But it's about these dwarf wrestlers who live or work out of Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. So one, it's a Tennessee show. Two, it's about wrestling. Three, it's about little people. I love a show where you actually learn something. I know some people are probably going to be watching it, you know, for the wrong reasons. But I love shows like this, like Little Women New York, Little Women LA, where I'm learning something about the people. I'm learning about their disabilities, things that I didn't know. And you're seeing them as real people, as a normal person. They're no different than us, except maybe their size or maybe other disabilities that they have. I love it. Absolutely love it. And did I mention it's wrestling? Which, I don't care. That's one of my guilty pleasures. Yes, I'm college educated, but yes, I freaking love wrestling. So imagine this just being a small version of WWE. Small, literally and figuratively. Small is in the venues, not huge. They don't play for as many people, like thousands upon thousands, like WWE does, but they play to hundreds. And if you've ever seen local wrestling, do it. If you've ever seen dwarf wrestling, do it. It's amazing. It's amazing what they can do with their bodies. And my God, some of them are jacked. I mean, they are boom, boom muscles. So it starts out, episode one, we're learning about who the characters are. The owner is a guy named Jack Darrell, and he's a normal-sized person. And he owns this company, Micro Wrestling. And it's got all these different characters. You've got a boyfriend-girlfriend couple named Pinky and Psycho, who are awesome. Ivar, who is the announcer, the host, if you will, and he's got brittle bone disease, which I've never heard of until you see those Shriners Hospital for Children commercials, and that one kid has brittle bone disease. I've never heard of it until then. So it's neat hearing his perspective of how he grew up and how he had to deal with it and how he has to deal with it today, and he could possibly eventually get to where he can't walk at all. There's a guy named Little Show. I'm assuming he's a play on Big Show, because this guy, I mean, he's straight up redneck. I think he's from Georgia, maybe originally, but he's married to a woman that they are living in Colorado now. But of course, he's gone, as they all are. They're gone a lot. Unless you're living in Pigeon Forge, you're not going to see your family as much, especially when they go on the road. And they're saying that they're doing like over 300 shows a year. So I'm assuming some of them, they're doing 2 shows a night, maybe even. It's incredible. So you're following the stories, the main stories. There's Hot Rod, who he's like a high-flying dude, and he's got like a rivalry with Little Show. And of course, you're hearing about Pinky and Psycho's relationship. They've got like a kid together. Pinky's mother and father were both wrestlers. Mother's normal size, father, little person, abandoned her. She hadn't talked to him in over a decade. It's just amazing. I mean, they deal with a lot of the life stuff that we do. I mean, Little Show, I mean, he's kind of like, oh, I'm not going to, he's been doing it 20 years. My body ain't what it used to be. In episode 3, we meet a guy, 400-pound guy named Andrew the Giant. I love it. Kind of an homage to Andre the Giant. And he needs to lose weight, and he gets like help from one of the other wrestlers to help him. There's a comedian named Wendy, who's also a little person, and she performs all over. I mean, beautiful, beautiful chick. They go on the road. They, you know, there's a guy named Micro Jackson. Oh my God, such a good dancer. Like I said, there's only six episodes. And I've binge-watched them. And I'm so sad that it's over. Because now I've got to wait for another season. And I hope that there's another season. I have not heard if it's been renewed or not. But it's fascinating. I mean, you've got you're seeing behind the curtain. You know, you're actually seeing the background of what goes on in these shows. Yeah, it's physical. They're really hurting themselves. Is it written? Yeah. Is it choreographed? Yeah. But it's still very, very physical. So when people say it's not real, it's like, well, what do you mean not real? I mean, they're really getting hurt. But, you know, do they really have a rivalry? Maybe they do, maybe they don't. So the first episode, of course, is just getting to know everybody, and Jack is trying to put together a major event that he's calling Microfest. And it's going to be huge, and it was in Nashville, which is great, at the fairgrounds. Episode 2, you know, it continues with Pinky and Psycho, you know, getting their act together and trying to get as good as they can be. Ivar is really wanting to get into the ring. We find that out later in the series. He's trying to get in the ring, and just this rivalry between Lil Show and Hot Rod. Hot Rod's the young one, the coming up, you know, he's going to be the next star, but Lil Show, he can't let go of the reins. They start to challenge each other. Jack issues a challenge to Andrew the Giant. Like, you need to lose 100 pounds, and I'll let you be in Microfest. Which I'm like, I don't know how long of a time they had. Of course, in these shows, it seems like they've got a week. But it would have been hard to have lost 100 pounds in that amount of time. But he was going to give him $5,000. And he was going to get the other wrestler to help. And if he helped, he'd give him $1,000 if he made the 100-pound drop. But it's really neat. You get to see some of their some of the family. Like, you get to see where Lil Show married a woman, like I said, from Colorado. She had five kids. Well, he treats them like they're all his own. I mean, you see them being real tight. In one of the episodes, they go, a couple of them, they go four-wheeling together. I mean, you can see the love in it. And same with Pinky and Psycho and their cute little baby. And the mom of Pinky kind of comes out and helps a lot, too. Pinky, as you can imagine, hair totally pink. I don't know that they've said what type of dwarfism she has, but if you've ever seen Little Women LA, it reminds me of, oh my gosh, Elena, where she's proportionate. Elena was proportionate, but just smaller. Pinky kind of seems like that. Evidently, I think she's got a few different kind of, but I don't really know. Psycho is Psycho. He's awesome. I mean, he's like the epitome of a really good bad guy, but he could be a really good guy too. I love a heel so much. And he puts like the weird contact in his eye, and he's got like long hair, but it's like a mohawk, so the sides are shaved in the back. He does like a lot of high-flying stuff, you know, trying to get Pinky out of her comfort zone to do the high-flying stuff too. You really feel for like Andrew. He'd been like in foster homes when he was a kid, been big ever since he was a kid. So, you know, he grew up with like so much going on, so much happening to him, let alone being a little person on top of that. Hot Rod, he's got like the cutest little daughter you've ever seen back home. I forget where home is for him. But again, he's on the road all the time, so he's missing a lot of moments with his daughter. Ivar, like I said, he's passionate about wrestling. He's wanted to be a wrestler since he was 5. He says that that's helped him get through so much of the pain and struggles and the surgeries that he's had to go through. And he's got the best voice in the world. Worst case scenario, God forbid he ever gets to where he can't walk. Dude has he's so got a job in radio. I mean, he has got a voice like butter. It's like butter. I could listen to him do announcing, but I could totally listen to him on the radio too. He goes into training, so you get to see what training is like for a little person. And it's, they've got a trainer, I forget his name, but he was, Ryan? I don't remember. But he was a trainer at WWE, I think. So he helps train them all, you know, they work on what finishing moves they should do, maybe adding a new move to their repertoire. So it's fascinating to see behind the curtain, which I absolutely love. And it's neat because I've always wondered, I'm like, where do wrestlers get their clothes? I mean, you can't just roll up into a Target and ask, hey, where's your wrestling clothes department? They don't have one. Well, in one of the episodes, you see Ivar and his wife go to a store I'd never heard of. It must be like a, I don't know if it's a up north thing or a Knoxville thing, but, you know, going to like the kids sections to try to find clothes or like, and with him, you know, he's got the bigger waist because he's an adult. So it's kind of hard to find clothes, and some of them have to make their own clothes, especially like Hot Rod. Hot Rod has got like all the blinged out outfits, you know, the bedazzles, the sparkles. He is a showman. He is a showman. And in one of the episodes, he does a fall, and he doesn't fall correctly, and he like falls on his neck or his head, and it knocks him out for a little bit. Like, he can't see and he can't feel his body. And that's something very real from any wrestler. They could lose their ability to walk ever again. There's several wrestlers that have sadly met that fate. But it's so neat to hear what's going on in the background, but also hearing their specific struggles in life, let alone in wrestling. And then it goes on, you know, the end is, of course, the main event. They're in Nashville, and they're having the big match. There's a big, brutal steel cage match, which, if you're a wrestling fan, I love me a steel cage match. Absolutely love them. And even the ones that are built, I forget how tall it was. I think the ring is like 12 by 12 or 20 by 20. I can't remember, but it's, of course, I think it's smaller than the WWE wrestling. And of course, the ropes are a little lower, I assume. It's crazy to think, even as high as that steel cage is, that your body is coming off of that. And even if you hit the person you're supposed to hit, you're still falling. I mean, it's like there's springs underneath it, at least the rings I've seen. And you've got like the board, which is maybe like a half inch ply board, maybe. And of course, some padding on top of it. But man, you hit wrong, it's gonna hurt. So I applaud them. Well, I started a Facebook group called Big Little Brawlers just because I was so excited. Like I said, for so many reasons. Like, I love hearing stories about little people and I what they've had to go through and how they've, you know, trying to reach their goals, no different than anybody else, but what they've had to go through to get to those goals, even just, you know, making their own living. I'm so impressed. And then two, yeah, got them here in Tennessee. So I love seeing like all of the East Tennessee overheads and the Dollywood, all that stuff. And then three, it's wrestling. I love wrestling. I don't know if you know that about me. I started watching wrestling when I was a kid. I didn't want to. I had a drunk uncle that would come over every Friday night. And then Saturdays when he would wake up and hungover, I'd have my cartoons on. What does he do? He comes in, turns off my Bugs Bunny to watch wrestling. And I freaking hated it. I hated it so much at the time. But then I became 12. And hormones started pumping through my body. And I started to really notice these half-naked men that were rolling around on the ring floor. And I liked it. I liked it a lot. All baby oiled down and the wet hair flipping around. Oh, yeah. I think that and 80s hair metal made me love long-haired men. And now that I'm older, I also have an appreciation for bald-headed men. So, like, The Rock, meow. Very nice. Very nice. Anyway, back to I started a Facebook group before the show started because I was so excited. I'm like, everybody, you need to know about this. And it's neat to have people go on there. Some of the people on there are related to some of the characters. It's fantastic. But then you're going to get the one or two people, and they mean well, I'm assuming, but they're basically saying, you're just perpetuating the stereotypes and, you know, you're supporting freak shows and da-da-da-da-da. I'm assuming that these people that are complaining are white women, as they usually are, that are, they mean well, they probably think they're trying to protect the people that they're going off about, but what they're really doing, I'm like, so what would you have these people do? I mean, if this person, since they were five, wanted to be a wrestler, you're gonna say this show shouldn't be on because they happen to be a little person and you think it's taking advantage of them? Don't you think they want the TV exposure? They want their Instagrams to blow up? They want to have a huge fan base? And you're fucking that up for them. Pardon the language, but not pardon. I meant what I said. And you've got these people, like, I'm sure some of them may just be disgusted with little people. I don't know. But those people need to just shut the fuck up. But the ones that are trying to protect, I'm like, dude, you're keeping someone from pursuing their dream, and you're keeping them from pursuing a livelihood. So, stop. Just stop. It's the same to me. It seems like when you've got, again, these blonde-haired white women that love to tell black people how they should feel, you know, I'm pretty sure they can speak on their own. You know, you're trying to be like Black Lives Matter, and I get it. But I think sometimes you need to stay in your lane and let them speak for themselves. You wouldn't like it if a man went around saying how women should feel. So don't do it to anybody else. Don't do it to a black person. Don't do it to a little person. Mind your business. If they want support, give it to them. But don't berate people that are supporting the art, that are supporting the knowledge. You don't really watch Discovery Channel or TLC anymore and find anything with substance. It's all like 90 Day Fiancé and the Honey Boo Boos and the all that crap. I love a show like this and a show like Little Women because, yeah, there's the drama going on just like with any reality show, but there's that learning element that is lacking with so many of these other, quote, reality shows. I mean, we're really finding out about brittle bone disease or this type of dwarfism or this type or this kind of surgery or even just learning about wrestling itself. And I feel like if you're going on your soapbox saying this should be banned and it's awful, you're really smacking food right out of that wrestler's family's plate. And you need to stop. You really need to think about what you're doing. You think you're being positive, but you really aren't. So you need to slow your roll. One of my favorite, I call it horror movie, just because it's when you see it's played a lot of times around Halloween. But it's, I think, from 1932. It's called Freaks. And it's black and white, and it's about, you know, circus folk, which I, again, here's what I love. Circus people. I love the circus in general. The clowns are in it. Of course, you're talking 30s, you know, the birth of like the movie genres. It's fantastic. If you've never seen it, see it. It's about, you know, all these circus folk. You've got normal sized people. You've got dwarfs as well with the various types of dwarfism. You've got some people that are born without a bottom half. You have some people that are born with no arms or legs. You've got some people that, you know, drink wine with their feet. So yeah, there's a lot of physical abnormalities in the movie, as was in the circuses back then. But then you had, you know, acrobats, and you had, like I said, the clowns, you had the animals. So basically, that's the environment you're seeing. But in walks your bad guys. And of course, in the movie, the bad guys are normal-sized people. And they're horrible, horrible human beings. And they end up, I don't want to give it away if you haven't seen it, it's a nearly 100-year-old movie. If you haven't seen it by now, you really need to get on the stick. But they reap their own pitfalls. And some of it is, all of it's pretty much at the hands of the little people. So the little people are actually the heroes in the movie. And again, I'm sure back then, I'm sure now, that's why you can't find the movie, are people protesting and being all upset about it. As they're upset about things that I don't get, things that have happened 50 years ago even. I'm like, you didn't have a problem with it back then. Why is now, all of a sudden, it's such a problem? And why would you want to keep someone from their dreams, someone from pursuing their fame and their fortune? Why would you do that? I mean, what kind of job would you rather them have? Sorry, that's a little ding ding. What do you think they should be doing instead of using their talents and pursuing their goal? So, all that to say, all that rant, but if you have not seen this show, do it. And again, it's on streaming services, so it'll probably be playing forever. But the characters are fantastic, because I love wrestling. So I love all those bigger than life, which is ironic enough, right? Bigger than life, little people. So it's fantastic. You're learning, you're laughing. They've got a baby Jesus. They've got a Zach Presley. There's a disco Dom, a Jamaican Joe, every kind of wrestling. Yeah, gosh, what a stereotype you can imagine. But again, I love wrestling, and you're getting to see the behind the scenes. So if you can see a show, definitely do. They've got what they call Micro One, which is the touring company. So they'll go around to different cities, play in all different venues. But then if you're actually in Pigeon Forge, you can go and see the local at-home troupe. Support them. Buy a t-shirt. Go sit ringside. Cheer for them. Boo for them. I mean, wrestling is fun. And I've gone to a lot of wrestling in my day. Gone to WWE stuff, but I love the fairground stuff. And I love rooting for a bad guy. One time I was there, this is back when, gosh, AJ Styles was still wrestling locally here. And he was wrestling all these others. I've got a friend, Athena. She was wrestling at the time. And I would love to just sit and root for the bad guy and boo the good guy. And I looked over, catty corner from me was this old woman. She had to be in her 70s, maybe older. And she just looks at me. She's so mad because I am, going crazy rooting for the bad guy, because they're just fun. They're more fun. And she just stops everything and she shoots me a bird. And I just couldn't help dying laughing. It was hilarious. So if you can see wrestling, go see it. Support them. Contribute to their livelihood. Because wrestlers, with most athletes, they got a very small shelf life. I mean, for the little show to be wrestling 20 years, that's pretty amazing. Because some wrestlers may only be able to wrestle 10 and they get an injury and they have to stop. Same with all other athletes. So they've only got a little window that they can perform and do what they love, so support it. Hope that you've enjoyed this episode of Laugh or Cry. If you did, go ahead and subscribe. It's not going to hurt you. Come back and see me again. I would love to have you. Have a good rest of the day. Bye-bye.